Here we go, fellas.
Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
Dr. Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
I still wanted to do some ice cream, man, for you, Rob. I just couldn't make it work.
Love it, America. Don't adjust your dial, all that fun stuff. We are officially talking sports with the 12th man on this beautiful Monday, May the 16th. Guys, time is flying, if I would say so myself, man. So we're getting coming to a milestone, believe it or not. This is JQ for you, obviously. We've been on the show for a minute. We are getting up to a momentous number of episodes here, so I'll tell you about that next week, too, or the week after that,
okay,
too. So it's going to be an exciting time, too, man. So anyway, without further ado, we want to welcome everyone to Talking Sports with 12th Man. Once again, if you did not know, I am Andre Peterson, joined by my fellow co-host, trying not to get beat down like Jose Bautista, obviously, but it's
Ooh,
all good.
That's straight right.
He's got clocks, man. They're showing it right now. So anyway, first and foremost, let's kick it out to my man JQ. How you feeling this evening, sir?
Oh man, I'm good. Yeah, man, that was a mean right hand. But shout out to Bautista for not falling, because it's a whole lot of dudes that would have got caught with that straight right hand that Buddy threw. They would have failed. So I'm gonna give him a little credit for standing up.
A lot of credit. Still, the best fight is still Nolan Ryan, man. That's just me going back, man. I'm still gonna go back to that one. But
Oh yeah.
And without further ado, the other smooth, sultry voice you hear is Mr. Robert Ford. How you feeling this evening, sir?
Man, doing fantastic. Enjoying a heck of a basketball game right now that we have going on, and ready to get the show started.
Well, let's go ahead and do that. So first and foremost, you want to call into the show, give us your thoughts. That number is always the same. It's always 424-243-9519. Follow us, please, on Twitter. We are there as well. If you go to the Twitter handle, @12, THMAN Sports, that's the handle. And then last but not least, we're on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/12thmansports. Or if you literally type in Talking Sports with 12th Man, you will find us in that arena like we always talk about. But, gentlemen, let's go ahead and kick this party off. We got a lot of things to discuss. Rob, appreciate you taking the time. And this was kind of great. We're going to kick it off with some NBA. And Carl Anthony Towns, the unanimous Rookie of the Year. And this is just kind of a great call, man. And I'm going to kick it off with you, JQ. What do you think about this? Was he well-deserving of this? Or give us your thoughts about Carl here.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all knew that he was the number one pick last year, and you'd have been a fool to pass on him. And this is just further backing that up. He had a fantastic year, you know, 18, 10.5, and 2 blocks. I mean, that's pretty good. Played all 82 games. You can't really ask too much more out of him than that, you know what I mean? I mean, the thing I have the question for is Minnesota, with now back-to-back winners, they got to start putting some wins on the board, though. And I know, you know, Towns is young, so I'm going to give him a second. But if you get back-to-back, you know, Rookie of the Years, that's got to start to translate, right? At some point, to some wins, you can't just be rebuilding forever. But, you know, shout-out to him, though. That's the way to start it off. And great from John Calipari and the recruiting machine that is Kentucky.
That is correct. Rob, so I'm going to kick it to you, sir. What are your thoughts about Carl Anthony Towns, sir?
Yeah, hands down, a Rookie of the Year. There's no question about it. JQ mentioned the stats. I'll add just one other stat to what JQ added. It was shooting over 54% from the field, too. That's pretty incredible. For a rookie, sound decision maker as a basketball player too, and so he's only going to get better, and he's got better skills than a lot of people know of. So he's a very skilled basketball player, and when you look at that roster, Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine, Ricky Rubio, and they're going to get another lottery pick this year. This is a team that's set up to really do some damage in the future. They went out and got a good coach, and Tom Thibodeau. We'll see if he can get them going in the right direction. But definitely hands down a Rookie of the Year.
And I got to say, too, guys, I think before there was some conversation about Jahlil Okafor going first, but, you know, obviously Minnesota, they stuck to their guns, picked Karl-Anthony Towns, much to JQ's dismay. But, you know, that's a whole other conversation for sure. We'll talk about that, too. But, you know, like I said, it seems like, guys, those first four picks so far have been pretty good picks, because normally you kind of have some things about a couple busts. But, you know, it's been a pretty solid class, say the least. I'm not going to say it's going to be that dynamic class, obviously, with Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony, but this is a pretty good class, to say so myself, right?
Yeah, it's safe.
Oh, yeah. The jury's still out. You know, we'll give it that 3-year rule, but it's off to a really good start. Obviously, that LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony class might go down as one of the best of all time. You can go to 1996 too, Allen Iverson, Kobe Bryant.
Yes, sir.
And, you got to go to Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan class. That was pretty phenomenal as well. Yeah, 84.
84, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
go ahead,
yeah, there's quite a few good classes. And that Allen Iverson class with Kobe also had Ray Allen, too.
Yeah. And UMass center.
Marcus Camby. Camby was the second pick of the draft. That's a good call.
So, yeah, that was a loaded class. I remember that one. That's why I thought you was going with the 97 one. I was going to say, ooh, I don't know if it's that good. But, yeah, it's solid, though. I mean, it, you know, and you don't always have to have a whole lot of home runs. Solid is a lot of doubles. You get somebody that's going to be maybe an all-star, you know, a couple years out of there, a good rotation guy, you know, that's going to help you build your team. I mean, that's good. But, I mean, I think they have a chance to be better than that. But, you know, if that's all they end up being, you know, it's better than, you know, being Ola Wakinde and being out of the league. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Yeah, Ola Candy. Wow. You took it back.
Chris Webber, Anthony Hardaway class was very underrated, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I can think about some players, man. Billy Owens, whatever happened to certain players, man. It just takes me back, man. But
Billy Owens, man. I tell you, he's one of the best college players I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. It could be Richmond, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good topic. All right, gentlemen. Let's talk about the second topic here. And Chris Bosh. So, Rob, it appears that his career may be over. Obviously, we talked about the seriousness of his blood clots, but, you know, I don't know if you have some more details about this, and I think it's probably going to be to that case, too. So go ahead, Rob.
Well, yeah, the Miami Heat are very concerned about his health, and the Miami Heat is under the impression that he may have played his last NBA game. Chris Bosh still believes he's healthy enough to play in the NBA. Obviously, the Miami's doctors think otherwise. So I think this is going to be – I think they're going to use the entire offseason to evaluate him and kind of make a decision. It's such a sad story. Obviously, you wish for – obviously, life comes before basketball and hopes that the best decision is made regarding Chris Bosh and his health here. And I think they – I know Chris Bosh is still young enough and want to play. As a matter of fact, he's a part of that Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James class, too. Yeah, I forgot about Chris Bosh, part of that class, too. But, yeah, that's you just hope you got to make the decision here that life has to come before basketball. But it's so sad, obviously, because he's still young enough to play and an extreme talent in the league. So, but just hope that the best decision is going to be made for his health.
What are your thoughts? JQ?
And I agree with all that, and I think to put just another log on that fire, I think he's going to have to sign some kind of crazy emergency waiver for anybody to let him play again, where we don't clear you, but if you play and something happens to you, we are not at fault. He's going to have to do a waiver. I agree. There's always a small pool of doctors there in the NBA, and if one team says the doctors aren't going to clear you, more than likely they're going to be like, oh, okay, Miami's not like it's a sad sack organization. They're going to look at it and say, if Miami's not going to clear him, something's really wrong there. So outside of that waiver, I just don't know if it's going to happen for him.
He's still at the end of that 6-year I think he's still got $72 million left or something crazy like that.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Right.
So, yeah. So man, you know, like
Miami
you said, Rob,
big
I agree
bucks to keep him away from Houston too. A couple of years ago.
Man, listen, he better be popping popcorn and writing memos. You're gonna earn this money today. We put you to work, Chris. Yeah, okay. Just because you play basketball, you guys are gonna do something for that money. Goodness.
Oh, man. Good call about that. All right. So let's kind of kick it off here. The next one, just kind of once again, JQ, showing you a lot of love for your Lakers here. Kobe is now mentoring Mr. Draymond Green. So I'm going to ask the question here, which is pretty surprisingly, I can think of another player Kobe should be mentoring, D'Angelo Russell. But what's the deal about this, and what are your thoughts about his mentorship here?
No, but see, the thing about D'Angelo Russell, though, is he's got to earn it. And Kobe ain't just going to give it to you because he was on the team. This doesn't surprise me at all because Draymond is one of those few players today that plays like Kobe Bryant with that mentality, that edge. I'm going to stir the pot, I'm going to agitate. Like you said in that article, tension creates more difficult and better practices. So you get, you know, once you're doing a practice and you're used to it, the game is nothing. But, you know, that's just a hard edge Michael Jordan kind of line to take. And I'm surprised he's not already doing more with Russell Westbrook because they have also that same kind of, I'm trying to, you know, split your throat mentality. So I'm not surprised about it. I mean, and Draymond should soak up as much as he can get from Kobe, you know, to a point about basketball at least and move forward with it.
Only about basketball. Go ahead, Rob. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, well, I think JQ covered quite a bit of that, and we're probably referring to we probably read the same article here, and but you know, they're different type of basketball players, obviously, but as far as their passion and their aggressiveness on the court, and JQ referred to that, you know, it's very similar, even though their game styles are very different, and so I think that's good to see. You want to see greats from the past, you know, offer some advice and, you know, and share what they've learned from the game and share it down to this generation of basketball players too. I think you want to see that in every sport. You want to see that in life as well, you know, people having mentorships that that can help carry you over to the next level.
Agreed.
Competitive nastiness, that internal fortitude. So, yeah, I think we're all on the same page as far as that as well too. I am going to ask this question, too, because one of my – and this is a great game, too, guys. I'm kind of peaked. Man, this is coming out.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Here.
We all are.
Man,
we all are.
Man.
For our listeners, OKC 97, Golden State 93.
What a comeback. But okay, all right. This is going to be good. I'm going to ask a question because my barber, a lot of – shout out to Alex. And I'm going to ask you, it's about Draymond Green, because he felt and he thinks that Draymond Green – is not a good player. He only fits well with Golden State. If you put him on another team, he would just be average. I'm going to ask that question to you, JQ. Do you think that my barber's correct, or do you think that he can focus in another? Because he was like, you know, I guess he felt like LeBron was like, oh, you're just an average player. You really think that you're too good or whatever. But he just felt like Draymond would not be successful outside the Golden State system. So what are your thoughts about that?
I don't know if I would totally agree with that. I think that Golden State system definitely suits his best skill sets, what he can do, being, you know, a Swiss Army knife kind of player. He's not going to be on another team where you're going to post him up at 6'5 or 6'7 or whatever he actually is. So that system does help him, but I don't think he would be average. There are other teams that may not have the same shooters that Golden State has, where he might not achieve the same level of success because his team is not as good, but I don't think he'll be a bad player. I think he'll be a very good player on that team and contribute to him, but they, you know, he's in the perfect storm. So you always have people that overreact. You have people that underreact. I think let's just enjoy the fact of what they're doing. You know, my Lakers ain't in it, so I just want to see a good show. Sorry.
What about that, Rob? What do you think?
Well, I think you got to give Draymond Green a lot of credit. You're talking about a second-round pick out of Michigan State. I watched this guy play in college. I did not expect him to be this type of player in the NBA. There are a lot of things that he's improved on since he's made it to the NBA. He's improved his shooting. He's improved his ball handling. If you watch Golden State, which all three of us have watched quite a bit of, you know, he'll get the rebound. He'll take the ball down the court like a point forward. Yeah, he was not doing that at Michigan State. He was just a rebounder, defender, scrappy player at Michigan State that was going to get loose balls, and that's how he was going to score at Michigan State. So he's improved his game a lot, so you have to give him a lot of that credit. Does he fit into Golden State system? Absolutely. But I think he deserves a lot of credit for how much he's improved his game, because a lot of these skills you're seeing him with now, he did not have these skills in Michigan State.
No, he was supposed to be Dennis Rodman 2.0, right? He was supposed to just go get loose balls, agitate, play defense, and rebound. The scoring was in the and like you said, in the ball handling, where he can play the point forward, was totally, you know, the work he put in the gym. That's why I said, you know, I can't call him average, but, you know, he's too small to be an average four or five to be on the block But in that wide open system, he can play that four or five. But if you challenge him, I mean, he still plays. I see him play twos and threes when, you know, he switches out.
Well, he can guard four positions.
Right.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. So he's still got a chance to play some 4-3, and you know, in the league somewhere outside of Golden State. I think that's a little bit of some hate there from your barber there on Draymond Green.
Yeah,
thank
the guy can guard four positions.
Minutes.
You'll see him guarding the 2, 3, 4, and a 5.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, like I said, you know, he is a little sour because he's a Cleveland fan, and, you know, we give it to him all the time about Golden State winning, so he's just trying to pick and choose, I think. Sorry, Al. But,
I'm a Cleveland fan, too, but you got to give credit where credit is due.
I know. He was like, I don't really think he's that good. I'm like, well, you know, I think he's a lot better than anticipated. But like you talked about, gentlemen, excellent call. I do think the fact that, just kind of like wrapping this up, the fact that he has he's built up that confidence, obviously, to be in that system, and he's worked on a lot of things, but him being in that system has definitely elevated his game as well, too. So, a lot of love to Draymond. He's reaching out, and you got Kobe Bryant mentoring you. So, of course, he's doing the right things for sure, guys. All right.
Yeah.
Once again, a lot of love for JQ, man. Your boy said pretty much nobody.
So next time I have the Saints on the topic, so I don't want to hear no trash talk. Well, go
as
ahead.
As long as you make it even. As long as you make it even, Rob.
I think we probably talk more Lakers on the show than we ever did of the Saints. But go ahead.
No,
he's
no,
trying to distract
no,
you.
No, man,
he's trying to distract you.
Yeah, no. Hey,
this is a worldwide radio show, so we're going to talk about the hot topic. So look.
JQ, I agree. I think it's a bait and switch somewhere, but we'll talk about this later on. We appreciate you, Rob. So right now, your boy Kupchak said there's nobody off limits on the Lakers roster. Open season, open sell. What does that tell you, JQ?
It's what it should be, and it should be a collection of assets of guys who you think have a lot of potential and can one day get there, but they've done nothing to say, I can't trade that guy for the right offer. So whether you trade them straight up or with the pick this year or together for somebody that you've seen do it, now please get somebody good. Don't go give, like, DeMar DeRozan a max contract and make me jump out of a window. Don't do that. But, you know, if you can get something of quality for him, you know, if you can convince Indiana to do that dumb deal, then, yeah, you do that. You know, nobody's off limits. But just don't clutter that with more ridiculousness. We don't need DeMar DeRozan in the max contract. Please, for the love, cut check. Don't
wow.
do it.
Rob, I'm going to throw this to you, too. And I guess, and you can think about this, too, JQ, are you giving up on Russell too soon? That's my question. But, Rob, I'll let you kind of talk about that,
no.
too, because apparently – okay, all right. I'm just curious because he said no one is off limits, but
they ain't
I'm
earned
just,
it yet.
What I'm
have
just
they
kind
done?
Curious.
What have they done on the court to say they are off limits? What does anybody?
I know I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I just wonder, like, if we talked about it last week, Byron Scott was not a fan of playing younger players, so I do think he could have hurt Russell's confidence. You know, if he had a coach that's like, hey, you got to play to get better. I mean, you have. He's got some talent for real, so you need like the right coach to kind of mold him. So you don't want to be destructive, but you know I'm just saying, you know, that's kind of my thought. So
I would just say for the right piece, you just don't give him away. You just don't give him away, you know, for a bag of Skittles and some Doritos. Like, just don't give him away. But if you can get something that, of a proven talent with him and, you know, putting the pick together, I don't think you can say, mm-hmm. oh, he's untouchable. He's D'Angelo Russell. He's our third pick from last year, and I like him. You know, I'm an Ohio State person, but. Not for the right person. It's got to be worth the right, you know, the right terms, not just for anything.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Rob. Your thoughts, sir.
Well, I mean, it's exactly right. I mean, Mitch Kupchak has to look out for the best interests of the Los Angeles Lakers as general manager. And, you know, the only guy on the team that had proved anything was Kobe Bryant, but he was knocking on 40 years old and he just retired. And so, I mean, obviously, you know, you just hope, as a non-Laker fan, that is not an idiot GM out there that did the Paul Gasol trade to the Lakers for basically nobody, for Kwame Brown. And so you just hope there's not another idiot.
They got Marc Gasol out of that. Wait. They got Marc Gasol out of that trade.
Yeah, oh, come on, man.
Just because you didn't know at the time it was going to be Marc Gasol don't mean they didn't get nothing out of the trade. Marc
that was
Gasol
an idiot
played.
Trade.
Marc
Gasol
played,
he lucked up on that,
ago.
Man. Come on.
I'm just saying, so, Marc Gasol.
Let's just hope Andre, you and I both hate the Lakers. There's not another idiot GM out there that just gives away somebody great and get a second round pick in return for him.
That's true. Marcus is an all star
when he is healthy. He's been a multiple time all star.
Yeah, leading no team to the championship yet.
No, but him and Zebo put Memphis on their back, though. That's the only reason why Memphis makes the playoffs.
but yeah, Mitch Kupchak has got to do the right thing. He's got to, look out for the best interests of his organization. And he's got some young pieces. I like the way Russell played at the end of the season. And let's just hope that he matures to the point, of taking his game to the next level and quit the foolishness off the court as well. And so you just hope he gets to the point, of maturing and going to the next level.
Yeah, but he's a multi-millionaire.
And hope the Pelicans win the lottery tomorrow night instead of the Lakers.
No. Hell no.
Oh, man.
This season has to be worth something. It can't be worth giving away of a pick. That would just be a gut punch.
So,
Pelicans.
You want Ben Simmons, JQ? What you trying to tell me?
Yeah, because Brandon Ingram was just too light in the butt. I mean, he's got to get in the weight room hard, I feel like Ben, you could probably maybe teach him a little bit of a shot on, the jumper. But I just think Ingram is one of those guys that's going to be Stacey Augmon long and skinny. I don't think he's ever going to really be, massive.
If the Pelicans get the pick, I'm gonna call conspiracy once again because Ben Simmons is from
LSU.
Oh no,
the one you need is conspiracy. If the Lakers get the pick, man, yeah, Los Angeles is a big market, the second largest market in the country.
We got the third worst record. How's that conspiracy? We got the third worst.
That's a conspiracy, man. If the Lakers or the Knicks win it, that's when you talk about conspiracy.
That's a land where one ping pong ball. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And that was whenever we had Dwight Howard right there for us, and that still got me, man. I'm still pissed off about that one. But,
Yeah, the one ping pong ball. That's a conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, there's certain squads that the NBA wants to do well. New York, and L.A. So I'm just saying, that's kind of my thoughts. But,
yeah.
I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. It's been a minute. So good.
The Knicks have been good for about 20 years now, so, if they are trying to fix it, they're not very good at fixing it for the Knicks.
They
could have been the top four, top three, something that, I don't know. We'll come back around to that because that's another conversation for sure. Gentlemen, we got about 7 minutes here. Let's kind of keep this going here. And we're going to talk about Dion Waiters, his maturity. This is a great topic. I'm going to throw this to you, Rob. But I gotta say, guys, for a lot of people questioning the Billy Donovan move, I got to give him props for getting OKC over the hump. And now, granted, anyone could probably look good with coaching Russell Westbrook and OKC, or excuse me, and Kevin Durant. But he's made little moves like, adding Adams in there. He's made a lot of strategic moves, and they're giving Golden State a run right now. If they pull this game off, it's going to be more amazing. But, Rob, your thoughts about Dion Waiters and his mature? Yeah, it's there. Go ahead, Rob. What are your thoughts about Dion Waiters here?
Well, yeah, he's matured beyond measures this year. And I guess you got to give his teammates a lot of credit and obviously his coaching staff a lot of credit. I mean, this guy was a basket case when he was in Cleveland. And, but obviously the guy's growing up and he probably still has some growing up to do. But if you watch that Spurs-Thunder series, he really stepped up in that series for the Thunder. And helped him to beat the Spurs. Mm-hmm. It's very good to see, a guy with that kind of talent. If you saw him at Syracuse, you knew he had athletic ability. And, he's a little short for a two guard, but he's got the athleticism. I still think he can lose a little bit more weight and maybe going forward in the future. I think that can help him a little bit more as well. But, he is taking the right steps in the right direction. And it can only help this OKC team going forward.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, JQ, your thoughts, sir.
Man, come on. That dude, I don't care. I just don't trust Dion Waiters. He just looks like he's shifty. Like, I wouldn't trust him with $2. He does. I do not trust Dion Waiters at all. Because as soon as he blows, I'm like, see, yeah, that's Dion Waiters. You know you couldn't trust Dion Waiters. I'm sorry. He might be a great guy. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to work out. He won't. He
don't say you really feel.
I'm being honest.
Okay. No, I love it, man. Hey, it's your opinion, man. So that's why we keep
going.
If
you don't want him around his daughters.
No, I don't want him around my daughters, my team, nothing. No. He just, I don't know. He just don't. He's always, I think, going to be about himself, but I think he had to rein it in because they're looking at him like, fool, you sitting here with Westbrook and Durant. So I give him that much that he had enough sense to rein it in some. But if he goes somewhere else and they don't have no star, he going to think he the star. And the old Deion Waiters is going to be back. I'm just telling you.
Well, you know, maybe he has matured. I think that's something that Robert was talking about because, you know, whenever you first get in the league, maybe you have this, you know, puffed up opinion about yourself and you think you should be coming in and you should dominate. And then you realize that, okay, maybe I don't have it. And, you know, you have some kind of stars kind of put you in your place. But, you know, he has, like you said, Rob said he's got talent. He's got athleticism. So he just needs to be kind of like, you know, his power is going to be like pointed to good, if you will. So that's what I think, you know?
Yeah, we just have to differ on this one.
That's okay. Fair enough. Congrats to two teams. It's totally cool, man. I love the feedback, and I love that we don't have to get along. We don't have to be exactly correct. That's totally, you know, that's why this show works.
It would be
done
if we always agreed. Yeah, it would be done if we always agreed.
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta have some things we gotta disagree on.
Okay. Let's talk about this. You know, obviously there's two coaching hires, one coaching hire. Nate McMillan getting hired by the Pacers, which is kind of like breaking news this morning. And then you had the Knicks that have interviewed Jeff Hornacek for the head coaching position. And now I'm going to throw this to you, Rob, and I'm going to question this because somebody had been like interviewing for a minute. I don't know what they're taking their time. Or that could either be good or bad, but tell us your thoughts about this. And I think that's a great move, number one. But, you know, your thoughts about that in the next year.
Well, the Knicks are searching right now. Phil Jackson, I really do think he really wanted Luke Walton. He doesn't want to admit that, but Luke Walton was the guy I think they really wanted. And, you know, he's obviously saying that they never offered Luke the job, but I don't believe that's true. I just think Luke wanted the Los Angeles job more, and I think he just missed out on his guy. And right now he's just having a hard time finding a guy that he thinks would be good enough to run the ship. I honestly think they might be better off just sticking with Kirk Rambis. There with the New York Knicks. I mean, Jeff Hornacek hasn't impressed me. The only other guy I may consider as far as over Kurt Rambis, maybe giving Frank Vogel a look there, or maybe even a Mark Jackson a look as well. But other than that, I can't think. If you can't get one of those two guys, I think you might be better off sticking with Kirk Rambis as the head coach right now. At least he's familiar with what Phil Jackson wants to do, and he's familiar with the philosophy. They share a lot of the same philosophies as well.
Good,
that's that bait and switch again. That's that bait and switch again. Yeah, I want to Luke Walton. You know how I'm going to make it look good if I hire Jeff Rambis, if I bring Jeff Hornacek in, and everybody's like, oh, God, that's Jeff Hornacek, then you can sell Kirk Rambis. So it's a Jedi mind trick. I'm not messing with him. I want to know how you fired Vogel to hire Nate McMillan. Like, you know, I'm glad the brother got a job, but really?
That didn't make any sense to me.
I just had to make sure. Cause I was thinking, I think I would have stayed with Frank Vogel, but I had to put that out there to make sure I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one. That didn't make any sense.
Well, Rob, you got to
And look like OKC is going to win this game, people. They are by 5 points with 30.7 seconds to go. I know we're getting ready to go into our OT portion here, people. We can't give you this portion of our show live, but we still got some basketball going into our OT portion. We still got some football, both college and NFL, to discuss. So you don't want to miss this OT portion. Unfortunately, we can't give it to you live. Click on the same link tomorrow. Whenever you get a minute, click on the same link on tomorrow. It'll be the greatest 15 minutes of your day on tomorrow, listening to us talking sports. NBA, college football, and NFL. So you don't want to miss it. Next week, we're taking a break. We all got some travel schedules here. So sorry, you can still catch us on Twitter and Facebook. And we're going to be back on the air on Tuesday, May 31st, right after Memorial Day. Hope everyone has a safe and blessed Memorial Day weekend. Good night, people.
JQ.
Absolutely. All of that. Echo it. Come to San Diego. We're almost there. We're almost there for San Diego. Good night, good people.
Superchargers.
There you go.
I love it. And just to say, Rob, you know, it's not 15 minutes. It's about 30 minutes. So you can enjoy us for 30 minutes. If you're lucky, you get the 45-minute one as well, too. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Same time, same channel. Love it, gentlemen. We are officially into the OT portion. And exciting that we got through all the NBA talk within that first 30 minutes. We got some time to talk about some college football. So, Rob, I love it. Let's kick it off early college football top five after spring practices. Dude, I love it, man. And, wow. Go ahead, sir. This is all you, man.
Well, I think you got to go back to the national championship game here. Clemson has got their starting quarterback coming back, Deshaun Watson. I expect them to be pretty electrifying this coming season as well. Two dynamic wide receivers, All-American candidate Mike Williams, and, of course, Artavis Scott had 93 catches this past season as well. They're losing a lot on defense, but they got some studs coming up. And we think some four- or five-star prospects is going to come in and kind of replace a lot of those players. And you look at their ACC schedule, I think they can still run through that. Of course, you still got Florida State in the conference. That could be a challenge. And you look at their opening game is at Auburn, and they close against South Carolina. So they got bookend SEC teams on their schedule. But I don't think Auburn and South Carolina, I don't think either one of those teams would be a top 25 team this coming season. So you got to look at Clemson. And you guys might think I'm being a little biased here with my second pick, but I'm going with LSU at the number two spot. And this is a make-or-break season for Les Miles, people. And so this is a loaded roster LSU is coming back with. I expect this team to have at least 4 to 6 first-round picks on this team going next in next year's draft. The question mark, of course, is going to be quarterback. Brandon Harris has got all the talent in the world. He's got a big arm. Can he take that next step? He's going to be loaded at wide receivers. Of course, you got Leonard Fournette. And they hired Dave Aranda to come in and run a defense, a good up-and-coming defensive coordinator. JQ is probably familiar with him, coming from the Big Ten. He's defensive coordinator for Wisconsin, changing their defensive scheme to 3-4 at LSU this year. So they're expecting a big improvement on that defense for LSU, which was kind of shaky last year, but there's a lot of talent. And so we expect them to kind of take that next step up. Alabama, obviously, Nick Saban is enough said. You know, they're going to be in contention. They obviously recruit well every season. They're a little question mark at quarterback, but they've been question mark at quarterback the last 2 years, and they're still very competitive. Looks like Cooper Bateman has got the inside track on getting a quarterback position. And you know they got a big play tight end, and O.J. Howard, who I expect to be a first-round pick if he continues at the rate he's going next year as well. Maybe the only tight end to go in the first round in next year's draft. Florida State, you know, they got a big-time running back coming back, and another team is recruited very well, Dalvin Cook. Obviously, he's right up there with McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette. Those would be the top three running backs in the country. Maybe you can include Nick Chubb if he comes back healthy for Georgia as well. And they got a big-time incoming freshman at quarterback, DeAndre Francis. And some people think he may even beat out the senior. So look for them to be competitive as well. And last but not least, JQ's not going to like this, the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan. Mm. At number five, they also got a new defensive coordinator coming in, Don Brown from Boston College, and also another team that's loaded at wide receiver as well. And so look for them to take that next step under Jim Harbaugh.
JQ,
I'm not, you know, I'm not even going, you know, give that any credence or any discussion about that team up north that he's talking about. I think another team that I like in there as well, because I think everybody has a question mark at quarterback outside of maybe Clemson, Ohio State, and the team that we might be sleeping on is Oklahoma with Baker Mayfield.
I thought about Oklahoma. I had them like right about 6 or 7, but yeah, that's a good thought. I thought about putting them at 5 too.
Yeah, the reason why I elevate them is because I think they have less question marks on defense, but all those teams have question marks on defense because they all lost a lot of talent to the NFL draft. But if you're going to tell me that, then I want to take the teams that have the best quarterback situations. I think that's got to be Clemson with Deshaun Watson, and I think that's got to be Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. And then everybody else is really just hoping things work out, if you're being honest.
Andre,
you know.
Go ahead and tell them why Oklahoma's not in the top five.
Man, I'm not sure. I mean, that's
– Bob Stoops. I don't trust Bob Stoops, man, as far as I can throw him, man. You talk about you can't trust Deion Waiters? I can't trust Bob Stoops, man. I'm just saying. That's just me.
Yeah, Oklahoma every year, man. They seem like they got this explosive team, and all of a sudden they'll lose a game that they shouldn't lose. It's just, I don't know.
Ohio State at Oklahoma, I think week three in Norman. Tough.
That should be an incredible football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not. I just don't trust Bob Stoops, man, to win the big game, man. I just. Robert knows that I'm always going to bet opposite, so that's just me. Can't trust it. No.
This is the preseason one. So if you tell me this right now, that's what I'm gonna say in the beginning. They got the best quarterback situation outside of Clemson.
Yeah, well, I definitely thought about putting them in that five slot. I really did. And another team to watch is your old offensive coordinator down there in Houston. They're mm-hmm. another team that I think will definitely be a top 10 team, and Mike can even slip in the top five as an undefeated team is Houston.
Yeah, Ty Herman. Yeah, he's. I'm surprised he stayed in Houston. I really am because I know people came for him. But, you know, he's at the point now where you've got someone on his way out of A&M probably because he can't keep a quarterback. Lord knows you know how long they're going to give Max Strong in Texas to keep going 6-6. You know, he might end up being the power in Texas, and that's a great place to be. So now that I think about it, I can see why he's trying to stay in Houston and they paid him enough money because he's got a pipeline there, and he might have the best team in Texas right now.
Probably yeah, absolutely. Could. And there's, I don't know if you guys have heard this rumor, but the Big 12 is talking with Houston and Memphis about bringing them into the Big 12. So that would be a jump up in class. And if you get a school like Houston into the Big 12, you know you're in a talent-rich state already. And he might, if he can somehow move into the Big 12, he'll be able to keep a lot of that talent in state.
Please don't have that happen. I hope Cincinnati makes it. They say they need a travel partner from West Virginia. Cincinnati makes perfect sense. If they don't get into a big conference, they're gonna be in trouble. So that's just me personally. I know it makes sense. I can see Houston and Memphis. I mean, especially geographically and football wise, it makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, let's keep moving, gentlemen. We're moving right along here. And
wow,
let's talk about
OKC steals game one in Oakland.
Wow,
that's amazing. There it is. The Warriors have been put on notice. We'll see how they come back, gentlemen. So we're talking about
the two best home teams in the league. They're doing this too, San Antonio and Golden State. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at his OKC roster, man. They're loaded. You know, you look at their big guys: Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, Serge Ibaka, and of course Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. And this guy Roberson stepping it up, shooting three, playing defense. Deion Waiters, even though JQ doesn't like him. He's really matured as a basketball player. And, I mean, you look at this team. They have some players. Anthony Morrow come off the bench and hit three-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first shot has been fired, gentlemen. So we will keep this going. Man, go get wow, Craig Sager. Okay, a lot of love.
Yeah,
right, here we go. Let's figure this out. So next topic. That's my tight end, man.
Uh-oh.
DeMarco Murray gets some devices. What? You kill, man. Stay next to 82. That's my tight end, man. That's my tight end, JQ. That's my tight end, bro. What do you think about his advice, man?
Well,
what do you think about DeMarco advice?
I'm not surprised about it. You know, everybody seems to love Jason Witten after Terrell Owens because he couldn't get no football thrown his way. But, you know, it's good advice, though. You stay close to the vet. Obviously, he had a good impact on Murray for the most part when he was there. Because, I mean, Murray ran fantastic behind that offensive line, you know, which includes extension, Jason Witten on the end of it. So I think it's sound advice. I think, you know, I thought it would be hilarious, too, a little bromance happening. But I think it's a smart play for the rookie, you know, to get close to the veteran, the established veteran presence on the team. I think that would only help, and that definitely not hurt.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, you know, here's the situation here. We got a rookie coming into the league. We just talked about the situation with Kobe Bryant and what's the guy name of Golden State? I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
Draymond Green,
I'm sorry. Yeah, we just talked about that situation and having mentorship and how important that is. And this is, you know, basically some good advice. You know, find a veteran leader that can lead and guide you through the NFL ropes. And a lot of these rookies don't know what it's like to go on the road in the NFL and things like that. So just getting little pointers from somebody that has that kind of experience that can kind of guide you and lead you the way, I don't see anything wrong with it.
And I'm going to go just, you know, give DeMarco a lot of credit because he's been like 2 years removed from, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, he'll be 2 years removed. Yeah. So the fact that he's, you know, showing love to the Cowboys from that regard, you know, because he could have been like, you know, I don't care about you, Ezekiel. But the fact that he took the time to say, hey, just reach out to Jason Witten. And I think it's great, too, because we talked about it. JQ said it. Robbie said it. You know, Jason Witten is the epitome of just a great guy, professional. This is a guy you want to model yourself after. So he's a hard worker. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of hype surrounding Ezekiel, if that's the right word. So you need someone to kind of keep you in your place and just say, hey, you know, you're not there yet. You know, you have a fantastic opportunity. If you work hard, put your nose to the grind, and success will come. And he's kind of the right guy to, you know, to kind of steer him in the right direction. Because this guy can have a fabulous career if he does heed that advice. You know, that's interesting that he picked Jason Witten, not your boy Dez Bryant. That's a little shot there. But you see,
yeah, I'm say, yeah, really, really, say, yeah, I don't think anybody's surprised at that.
But, you want to find somebody that's a little bit more solid, and you know, from that vantage point. So anyway, we'll talk about that too. So really quickly, we're getting ready to wrap up the show, guys. We've got about 4 minutes here, so I know I definitely want to talk about Seahawk, Brandon. Maybe he thinks that the Chargers are better than Seattle. Rob, you want to talk about this real quickly? You know, I think he's laughing. Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry. Where are we heading?
Oh, about former Seahawk, Brandon.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Me, Ben. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, this is just one of those situations. I guess as a player, you have to believe that the team you're on has some kind of shot at winning a championship, having some kind of confidence. So I think that's all this is, you know, psyching this guys up, trying to get them to get to that next level. But, you know, I think he knows this team is not nowhere near being, you know, maybe they have just as much talent, but they don't have the chemistry, you know, to go along with what Seattle has accomplished. Well, you know, it's the NFL team, you know, Seattle. So, I mean, that, every team's got talent in the NFL. But, you know, he's just trying to psych his team up there. But, obviously, they don't have the chemistry there to match the Seahawks. And this guy, he's a nine-year veteran. Played all nine of his years with the Seahawks. And but, you know, he's got to be near the tail end of his career as well.
JQ, about this.
No. I think you already know that. You know, he's just hyping them up. But I ain't gonna say nothing bad about San Diego. I want them to treat me good when I get there. You know, not have no attitude with me for saying something bad about their Chargers. So yeah, go.
We're gonna give y'all this hotel address, San Diego.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, whatever. Yeah, that can,
I need to be right behind you, JQ. You show a lot of love. I love San Diego. I need to be right behind you, bro. I'm just saying. Sorry.
bring yourself.
if you get anything special, I'm coming too. I'm gonna tag on your coattails the whole way.
You're stupid. Go ahead, man. No, nothing. I was done. I'm done. I'm not gonna put my foot in my mouth. I'm good.
Oh, gentlemen, it's been a fantastic show. We got about 2 minutes here. Let's go ahead and wrap this up, Rob. So you got a minute, Rob, and you know, say something for JQ. Go ahead, sir.
1 minute. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are going to be off on next week. I guess we're going to take a mini vacation. We all have some travel schedules, so we're going to resume on Tuesday, May 31st, right after Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure we'll be almost ready for the NBA Finals at that point, so we're going to be getting you ready for that. And, of course, you know, college football is around the corner. NFL is around the corner as well. So we'll get you probably getting started with some preview shows and the NBA draft as well. So we got a lot to talk about here in a couple of weeks. So you don't want to miss us on Tuesday, May 31st, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. Look forward to seeing you and hearing from you at that point. Good night.
Take care.
Yeah, everybody. Have fun. Be safe. Have a lot of fun. I plan to have a lot of fun, but be safe out there. Come back to us. We'll holler at you after the Memorial Day.
Make sure you guys invite us to your nearest barbecue, people. Talking Sports
yes,
with 12 Man wants to come to your barbecue.
Sure we do.
We'll broadcast. We'll broadcast from that location. And I purposely said, you know, a little – I did like 2 minutes because I knew Rob was going to take longer than a minute. So that's what it's all about. So, you know, that's what it is.
I need to have a countdown in front of me.
No, man, because you
would think somebody that's in the TV background would have it together.
It's all good. Come on, bro. You got to get it in and out. Gentlemen, it's been talking sports with you. We'll see you guys. Same.